B-Pod Studios.
Let's go to the phones. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hey!
Tony D'Amico, Cape Creep and Chowder, how are you, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Stan. How about you?
Doing all right. Things getting a little bit back to a normal routine on this day.
I'm telling you what, I cannot remember a more hectic week.
What can I do for you?
It was crazy. That craziness goes on. And then we get the tropical storm coming through.
Yep.
And the powers and the traffic lights. Been very stressful.
Very, very stressful.
And of all the times, you know, I'm trying to do the work on the restaurant.
Right.
Because I don't know if I mentioned this to you, but I have made the decision to go to all booth seating.
All booth seating. No more of the little tables?
When people come in, they never want a table. All they want is a booth.
Right.
And Stan, if you're going to make money as a businessman, you have to give the people what they want.
So where are you going to put more booths? There's no more room to put more booths in your restaurant.
Well, I got about 5 to 7 tables. Some of them we put together for large parties.
Right.
But that's fairly rare.
And so you're going to get rid of those?
I'm going to get rid of those. That'll give me space for maybe 1.5 booths.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. What can I do for you today, Tony?
Well, I just wanted to let the people know.
Yes?
That tonight at the restaurant, we are trying to do our part. And we're going to have a blood drive.
Ah.
In which if you donate whatever it is, a half gallon.
They go by pints, like a half pint, a pint of blood.
I don't
blood.
Know about all that.
It's a pint of blood.
But
is the normal
whatever
thing.
Whatever is the customary amount. If you
a
want
pint.
To give more, you're welcome to.
You can't. I don't. But, don't allow
with if you give the right whatever the proper amount is or more, three bowl of chowder.
Well, that's very nice of you. It's nice that you're doing your part, Tony, at Cape Crape and Chowder.
It feels like the right thing to do.
That's fantastic. So when does the blood drive start?
It'll be getting underway in about, I'd say 45 minutes. What we're trying to do is hit the dinner crowd.
Well, I guess that's good because after you give blood, the Bloodmobile people, the Red Cross, always asks that you you eat something afterwards.
Do.
Yes. What do you mean they do that? I'm sure they gave you the little pamphlet about the do's and don'ts, right? The Red Cross
No,
or the blood bank. They gave you like a little slip of paper when you go and give blood to read this. Check. You got to fill out the form and all that.
No, I didn't get any of that.
What do you mean? You have to get that. That's part of the whole thing. You give blood, you fill out the clipboard, and then you go into the Bloodmobile or wherever they have it. I'm assuming the Bloodmobile will be there, and they lie you down, and you squeeze a ball. They put the butt.
It seems like we got a misunderstanding.
You're doing a blood drive, are you not?
We're doing a blood drive, but there's no Bloodmobile, no blood. This is all in-house.
Hold it. What do you mean, all in-house? What does that mean?
Stan, these people running the Bloodmobiles and the blood banks, they're very, very busy right now.
Yes, it's a
and
time.
So we thought, what can we do above and beyond?
Right.
So we are doing a blood drive.
Good.
And then we will deliver the blood that we raise to the blood bank.
I'm going to try to understand something here. The blood that you raise, you're going
right.
to give to the blood. Are you telling me that there is no trained professionals, there's no Bloodmobile, there's no Red Cross doing your blood drive?
Right.
Then what are you doing? You're just making people give blood and there's no professional there to do it?
Right.
How are you doing that?
Well,
you can't, first of all, Tony, I mean, God bless you. You know, I've known you a lot of years, and you always want to do the right thing, but you can't just,
that's right,
on your own,
you
donate
know,
blood.
I may be the little guy, the small businessman, but I'm always ready to step up to the plate.
Tell me something.
When the community or the nation needs something, you can count on me to be the first in line and say, what can I do to help?
Right, but I don't know if you're going about it the right way. What do you intend on doing? I come into your restaurant. I come into your restaurant, and I see the sign up that you're doing a blood drive. How do you approach me, and what are you going to do?
Well, if you're you going to give blood.
All right, say I want to give blood. And by the way, Tony, they recommend you only give a pint of blood, not more, pint of blood.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah, well, you need
John
to know if you're going to do
that.
Who?
John is going to do that.
John? Who? John what?
Well, you know, your friend White Glove John.
What's he going to do?
He's going to run the blood drive segment of it. Because
he's going to run the blood drive segment.
Right.
What do you mean? Is he going to be the one that's going to put the needle in people's arms?
Whoa. What I don't know that he's using a needle.
What's he using?
His first wife was a nurse, so he knows his way around.
And what are you putting the blood in?
Well, they put them in plastic bags is how they store the blood, Stan, where they put it in the refrigerator.
They have special bags that hold exactly one pint of blood that they can hook up intravenously and either take or deliver the blood to a person that needs it. What are you doing?
Well, we have...
You and White Glove John?
Right.
Has he become like your partner or something?
No, he runs the karaoke. He'll be doing that tonight, too.
And
Even though it's normally an off night, I had to bring him in to do the blood, so I may as well get my money's worth and run karaoke
anyway.
Is he
there? Is he there right now?
He is. He's preparing what we're putting him in is he's getting him now. We have bags to store the blood in. They're very similar to what they actually use in the hospital.
What kind of bags are
they? These bags are what they call standard restaurant quality.
Ziploc bags.
Right. But they're not the normal Ziploc bags. These are what they call, Stan.
What?
Restaurant quality. Just so that you understand me, the kind of bags that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You cannot just walk into the store and buy them. Because it's restaurant quality,
right,
see?
Right.
Only way you can get your hands on a restaurant quality zipper bag.
Yeah.
Would be if you were a member at Costco or Sam's Club. So it's all restaurant quality.
Yeah.
And you know I keep a clean place.
It's got to be sterilized.
Given the nature of the situation and how desperately we need the blood, that they'd be willing to look the other way, maybe some of the T's are dotted, the I's are crossed.
No. Tony, let me explain something to you, please.
Because I sincerely believe people just want to help.
Tony.
We want to make it as easy as possible.
They do want to help. Let me explain something to you. I'm going to give you a piece of advice here, okay?
Right.
Can I give just a little piece of advice?
Right.
It's even legally. One, you can't go, whether it's you or White Glove John, you can't go cutting somebody and pouring their blood into a
restaurant quality
Ziploc bag.
You cannot just walk into a store and buy them.
These, you have the blood mobiles, the blood banks, the blood drives, where trained professionals, nurses, go and extract the blood properly under sterile conditions, and the blood is stored properly.
My place is very clean.
It's not sterile, though, Tony. And you have needles that you're going to poke into people? Do you have needles in the tubing that go into the
Ziploc? I'm in the restaurant business.
That's right.
I got no need for needles.
Then you need...
What I have is restaurant quality cutlery.
Cutlery? What are you going to do, cut a vein open with a steak knife, Tony? Tony, please don't do this. I want you to help just like anybody, but you need to call the professionals to do this. You said it yourself. You're in the restaurant business. You're not in the medical field, and you're not in the blood donating business.
Did I tell you that John's first wife was a nurse?
That means nothing. He's not a nurse. He's an entertainer. Please don't do this. They will, and just by broadcasting this right now, they're probably going to shut you down and bring the cops to your place, and you don't need that.
Why is it that when a small businessman wants to step up and do something out of the goodness of his heart, he just gets kicked in the teeth?
Because the small businessman has to do it the right way. You can't go and have somebody come into your restaurant,
you know,
take a knife to their arm, and draw blood into a Ziploc bag. You can't do it.
Quality.
I don't care that it's restaurant quality. It's not sterile and it's not medical.
Do you think you could just go and walk down to the quarter store and buy one of these bags?
You
gotta get it from a wholesale club.
Like Sam's.
Or Costco. Just
Tony,
your average Joe off the street.
Tony, hold it.
Cannot get a hold of a restaurant quality bag.
Don't do anything. I'm gonna come by there after work and put a stop to it. Please, until I get there, don't go and have anybody give blood.
You know what the problem is?
Not at your place.
You know what the problem is?
What?
My heart's too big.
Yeah, that's got to be it.
My heart is too big.
And you're not going about it the right way. You're going to get shut down again.
Well, I guess it's easier just to do nothing.
I've got to go, Tony. I'm going to come by after work.
Very, very disappointed that you don't support the blood drive.
I can't support your blood drive. I can't.
Well,
it's wrong.
For people that care, come to Cape Crape and Chowder and give blood, and we'll give you a free bowl of chowder.
Okay. I got to go now, and I'm going to be there after I get off work.
Hey, thanks for the publicity. What are the good ones?
Bye, Tony.
Okay.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws ties and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
the only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K
Rock. Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Thank you very much. My name is Stan. There's my buddy, my muchacho, my pal, my amigo, Mark Haney, right over there.
Hola.
Through the glass in another room where it's for the best. Is Junior.
Saw, dude.
Junior?
Haney?
I know yesterday that the weather was bad and you were having a tough day.
Yeah, because of you guys.
But today, the sun is shining and I need you to drop off and then pick up.
Drop off and then pick up?
Yes, I need same day.
That's a little...
I know, but I gave him the whole day off yesterday.
It's a busy day today for him to be running errands around with you.
Well, got to be done. you know, I was thinking...
Well, my advice to him is probably to get going right now. If you're going to have him, I mean, I need him back here as quickly as possible. This segment and the grab bag, he can go.
Okay.
So I would go and get him on his tail right now, high up. And if you don't want to do it, Junior, then stand up for yourself and say something to the man. But right now, I believe you got some errands to run.
I'll think about it.
Junior.
I'll consider it.
Yesterday was just exhausting.
Emotionally exhausting. I was attacked at every angle.
No, you weren't attacked. It was us trying to control you, and it's exhausting.
How do you think I feel? That's yesterday. I'm going to assume that you got the message about not harassing listeners privately.
Yeah.
Okay. And we hope we abide by that.
But I was wondering, because...
But he better get a move on.
After the last couple of days, they were just bone-crushingly depressive.
For you, I mean, it was okay for me. I mean, it wasn't bothering me as much as it was bothering you.
Now, I hate that because it reminds me of what the weather was like in Pennsylvania all the time.
It wasn't like that all the time. I lived in the Northeast, sunshine.
Sunshine for a couple of months a year.
Oh, no, that's not true.
You were
a child. You lived up there for a year, and you hated it, and so it was permanently embedded in your head.
Yeah, permagloom.
This is bad.
When will I see the sun again?
You see the sun all the time.
Yeah, it's very weak.
I was just
wondering, with the way the weather was the past couple of days...
Yeah.
And I explained why already that I had a problem with it, because it wasn't hot, it wasn't cold, it just drizzled, and, you know, do I need a jacket, do I not need a jacket? Well, the answer could be good for either one of them. And then that leads to all of this stuff with Junior, because I'm wearing a jacket.
Yeah, with the nudity.
What did that weather resemble to you? Because you've been all over the world.
Yeah.
You've lived in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Was this like... A sunny day in London.
Yeah, a foggy day in London town.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, we have them every year when a front comes through.
So was that London-like?
Yeah, it was kind of London-like, sure.
And that's the way they live all the time?
Maybe it's that way. I don't know. Is it that way in Seattle?
I've heard that, yeah.
I've heard that it's always rainy and cloudy.
And that's why they're depressed.
Yeah. By the way, I know we have people that listen to us all over the country.
Don't you mean county?
Country.
Oh, okay.
If you are in the Northeast right now, I'm talking to you listeners in Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Delaware,
I don't know how you live like
New
that.
New Hampshire, Vermont. If you're listening to me right now, if you're at work, if you're at home, because a lot of you are still locked in, go take a picture of the beautiful blue sky and text it to us. Because I know in the Northeast, somewhere there is a picture to be taken without a cloud in the sky.
No, I'm not saying that it never happens, but I'm saying that the majority of days during fall and winter are like that.
Beautiful up there.
How do you figure?
Crisp fall day with the wind blowing, the leaves all...
Well, you got the wind blowing right.
Oh, I gotta throw something out here. We told you yesterday how the Cape Coral mayor had passed away.
Yeah, nobody saw it coming.
No, people saw this. This is, here's a name from Lee County's past who passed away from COVID. Former Lee County Sheriff Frank Wanica.
No kidding.
Generally credited with bringing modern police procedure to the sheriff's office, died yesterday afternoon. He was 83, had been suffering from COVID-19, and family members said he was on a ventilator for the past 5 days, passed away at the 83 in North Carolina. He served as sheriff of Lee County from 1973 to 1988. He got the job at the age of 34, defeating his challenger, Flanders Snag Thompson, and was like one of the first Republican sheriffs to be elected.
That was just a couple of years before our time.
Yep, just a couple of years. But there were, I know some of the old timers here must have stories about Wanica.
I have heard legends about Frank Wanica.
Yeah, he was a legend in this town. Passed away at the age of 83 the COVID.
I was told he was not a man to be trifled with.
I guess not. We got to take a break. We'll have the grab bag. Junior's got some errands to run. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
More fun than a Soviet-style gulag without food, running water, or a working toilet. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thursday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. That means in about an hour or so, we'll give you a chance to win. We're going to play a game I call Gross Behaviors. Later on today, our question of the week, half hour away from the local beat.
You know something I've always admired about you?
What's that?
And we didn't really get to the bottom of it until we'd known each other for decades. And you said it's because of the way that you grew up.
But
see, I tend to be far more trusting.
Yes, you are.
Than you are. And you once explained to me the reason for that. Because your education started very young as far as dealing with people that were being disingenuous.
Yes.
And that to this day, they all have at least something in common that'll set you off where you go, yeah, I've seen it before. I know what that is.
Yep. You know, if you understand a person, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of this, but everybody, you ever see a crime committed and they say, well, what was the motive? And you'll find out that it was money or sex or whatever it might be.
Something banal.
Yes. Everybody on the face of the earth right now and all through time, everything that they do, they have to have a motive for. Why do you go to work? Well, so I can support my family and have money to buy a house or whatever. If that's your motivation, that's your motive for doing that. If somebody said to you, you don't have to work, pick a hobby that you enjoy doing, you don't have to worry about it, you wouldn't go to work. You know, why did you move across town to be near blank? What was your motive for doing that? What was your motive for anything that you do? Right down to the most primitive things. Well, the reason why I'm putting this fork with food into it in my mouth is because I'm hungry. Your motive for eating is because you're hungry or you love food like Haney and I do. Good sauces and...
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has a motive.
Heavy sauces.
And if you can go and look a person...
Although a light sauce is right, good, too.
If you can look a person in the eye... And trace backwards What's their motive? You usually find the true reason why people will sometimes be dishonest to you, disingenuous, untrustworthy. What is their motive?
Well, you taught me a hard lesson, but I'll never forget the day when I had been lied to all over the place, and it kind of upset me.
Yeah.
And you asked me that question rhetorically.
Yeah.
You know, well, what do you think the motivation? What do you think, Haney? What do you think the motivation of 99% of the people that are going about their business today is? And I answered and said, well, I always assumed that pleasing God, that would be number one for everybody.
We're all sinners.
Yeah, I know. But you explained to me that that's really not on anybody's mind.
No, it's not. They'll ask for forgiveness afterwards if they truly are sorry.
But that was a big lesson for me to learn that most people, that's not top of mind.
No, and everybody has a motive.
Shifted my worldview.
I'm glad I could help you.
You're a great man.
Grab bag.
Because I would have never figured it out.
Brought to you by...
I just thought everybody was... That's what they were trying to do.
Brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. U.S. 41 North Naples.
Although you were a little harsh when you said that's the farthest thing from the truth.
By the way, we did get some pictures from up north. Cloudy and overcast.
Yep.
And a lot of people, most, who don't want to go on the air, there was no love loss for Sheriff Wanaka.
Really?
And apparently the young people in Southwest Florida and him often clashed.
Well, were you doing something you shouldn't ought to be doing?
Everyone said he would coach you into narking.
Uh-oh. You're in a heap of trouble, boy.
Yep. With this whole COVID stuff, Haney and I had done it for years, but with this whole COVID thing, internet shopping. You can't go to the store. So now they've got, you know, you can always go and buy stuff, but now you can have groceries delivered to you, whether it's your favorite supermarket. You go online, you put on a quart of milk, bring some cereal, some hamburgers,
sauces,
pastas, and it's delivered right to your door. It's shopping on the internet. It's huge.
I'm an internet shopper. My shopping cart, 'cause my smartphone isn't very smart. What it sees, it wants. What it wants, it buys. There's a line of trucks on the way tonight. Internet shopper. It's a funny story about a family that's been spending time under quarantine. Four more tablets, four more ways to buy. You could blow your savings almost overnight. Internet shopper.
Boy, they went all out on this.
Yeah, they did. If there's a reason for you to join any social media,
no,
it would be TikTok. Why? What's the latest trend on TikTok? People getting on TikTok and singing sea shanties.
Oh, I do like that.
Soon may the wellman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the summer is done, we'll take our leave and go.
sea shanties are so big right now. Here's...
I really enjoy a good sea shanty.
Here's Smash Mouth. The band Smash Mouth, you know their song All Star. Somebody did it as a sea shanty.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Hey, now you're an all-star. Get your game on, go and play. Hey, now you're a rock star. Get your show on, go get paid. Hey!
Hey!
I love, absolutely love stuff like that.
That's why it's go sign up on TikTok, that commie thing TikTok.
They're not exactly sea shanties, but I'm really kind of into things like this.
Okay.
I'm trying to find this one. I'll look for it.
All right.
While you continue, but there's one that's been stuck in my head from my game.
So this Starbucks employee didn't want to be going online and having people recognize her voice, but she got really frustrated with a customer, so she decided to reenact that exchange with a customer using computer voices. So there's no way she can be identified, no way that they can go and find out who this was that did it. But it was basically her frustrating exchange that she had with a customer. The customer gave her specific instructions for her dairy allergies and then yelled at her for not putting whipped cream on her Frappuccino. Here's the reenactment from the Starbucks barista.
A real conversation I had with a customer at work the other day. Hello, welcome to Starbucks. What can I get for you? Hi, can I get a caramel frappuccino with almond milk? Of course. And can you make sure they use almond milk? I am severely allergic to dairy. Yeah, no problem. I'll even grab a new blender from the back, so there is no cross-contamination. Thank you. Here you go. Where is the whipped cream? Frappuccinos are supposed to come with whipped cream. But you said... Did I say no whipped cream? No. But I thought you said you are allergic. A little whipped cream won't hurt me. What?
That's where we're going.
Yeah. No, let me show you something, Hitty. It is out there in the world where someone truly praises and thanks God. A mom stood over her son's shoulders as he sat at the computer waiting to see if he passed the bar exam. She wanted to see her son make it. All the money for law school and all the hard work put in. Did he or didn't he pass the bar exam? And she wanted to thank only one person.
So it does happen.
Well, moments after that, they misread it. He failed.
No.
I'm teasing.
Oh, that's so sad. You are teasing, though.
Yes.
Right?
There is an associate. This is the job. What can you do in today's world? If you want to be a reporter or a broadcaster, this is it. This is what you got to wind up being. There's an Associated Press reporter. His name is Philip Crowther. He speaks six different languages. So when he's working for the Associated Press, he sends feeds down all the different language countries that he works for. He speaks fluent French, English, Spanish, Portuguese, German, and Luxembourgish.
Well, that's important because they have all the money there.
Here is the reporter for the Associated Press, his name, Philip Crowther, doing the same report for Associated Press for all of his affiliates around the world.
Beaucoup des partisans de Donald Trump, en fait, lui croient quand il dit que l'élection présidentielle lui a été volée.
This could very well be the very last rally for Donald Trump as president of the United States.
Los funcionarios me dicen que el proceso se ha llevado a cabo sin irregularidades. Ambos los candidatos demócratas en las elecciones de segunda vuelta para el Senado de Georgia. Es so, dass wir effektiv von Donald Trump gehört haben, dass er jetzt eine geordnete Amtsübergabe sehen will.
Und Nationalgard, also endlich gestern nur lange Stunden.
Und dann spürt man beim Präsidenten doch auch den Druck von Mitgliedern seiner eigenen republikanischen.
How do you keep all that straight?
I don't know. He's brilliant, and that's exactly, if you want to get in this business, learn six, seven different languages.
You can make minimum wage.
Yep.
I found just a clip of where you were talking about sea shanties.
Yeah.
This is my current favorite song right here.
Okay.
Hearken well in Hall of Kings.
Skull.
An ocean steed, my words gain wings. Oh, then's mead I forth will bring.
Is that a sea shanty?
For noble deeds they are the sing. The brave men slain, Valkyria waves. Rewards for strain to well that'll take, and horns resound the mighty horn. For those who fight, for those who fight.
That's beautiful.
Isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Very inspirational.
I did not know this. Can I have my music pack?
Yeah.
I did not know this. Stone Cold Steve Austin has his own, I guess, a podcast. It's called Straight Up with Steve Austin.
Is he not allowed to use Stone Cold anymore?
I don't know. He had Luke Combs, the country ass, on with him.
Yeah.
And Luke Combs let him know that he drinks before, during, and after shows.
And you know what he's drinking.
What?
Steve Weiser.
Yeah.
Will you have a beer before the show? Do you drink during the show?
No, I'm a before, during, and after guy for sure.
Hell yes.
Yeah, I'm before, during, and after. I shotgun a beer every night during the show, one beer.
Yeah.
But I can't do beer. It makes me burp too much.
Yeah.
So I do stage drink. So that's heavy Jack pour.
Yeah.
And then diet. No ice, because little known secret of the trade is that ice cools your vocal cords down. And so you have a higher chance of damaging your vocal cords drinking, like, ice cold anything.
Right, yeah, see, there you go. Learn something.
Yeah. I never knew that. I like ice cold beer.
This is a guy that took clips from the TV show Seinfeld.
Yeah, I'm aware of this. You seem to have watched it a few other
reimagined
people
it.
Yeah.
And turned it into a horror movie trailer that's called The Nothing.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
He blew his brains out all over the Pacific.
So many people in the world, deprived and unhappy.
You want some of what he got? Don't kill him!
Doesn't seem like it would be fair to be cheerful.
Are you still scared of clowns?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's all sound effects.
Yeah, well, that's the key.
That is good fun.
Absolute Law text line. Guys, I haven't heard any crying today. Is Junior okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's just running errands for Haney.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's been so peaceful.
Yeah, it has been. I'll be honest, I haven't been more relaxed than I am right now in months.
Imagine
it's,
that.
It's peaceful, it's relaxing.
And based on the amount of time he's been gone,
he's in a line.
Like what I was faced with
he's
yesterday.
He's not going to be happy.
Oh, no. No, he's not.
You're making him wait in a line.
You know what? I probably shouldn't say this. Because I'm going to let him go all the way through this. But last night, after yesterday, and the weather was a factor because it just makes everything seem worse.
Yeah.
When I couldn't even, I was going to miss work if I stayed in line. I may have hit the front of the line by the time the news came on, the way that line was moving. And I thought to myself, I don't have to do this. There's got to be a way around it. And so I set up an account with a mail order pharmacy.
Good!
But it's a pain in the ass. Once you get started, it's great, but it's a pain in the ass
to get everything in the system and
get it in the system, make sure they're on time.
I know. Well, I'm glad you finally did that.
Why? Yeah, so it's not going to happen like right away.
That's why he's where he's at.
Yeah.
In line, waiting.
Yeah, and I don't want to have to ask him anymore because he doesn't like it. It's not like, you know what? I can do something nice for him.
Yeah.
That's not the way it works.
When he comes back, probably in about another hour or so, you can tell him what you did for him.
You know what? Maybe he's just waiting and they're going to fill it while he sits there.
Maybe. I doubt it.
I do, too.
Yeah. When we
I
come back.
I think you've just been sitting in line waiting to hand them the prescription.
When we come back. A story Stan, from the local... See, I wish he was here for this.
I'm sorry. I'm psychic. He is kind of here because I felt psychic energy from him. He just pounded his fist on the dashboard.
I wish he was here for this because he would understand the world in which this happened. The local beat that we have today is a horrible hookup story.
A story... Well, he should be back by 6.
We're doing it when we come back.
Oh.
Stan and Haney. And he knows darn well. He comes back with that stuff still in his hands that you were supposed to go to the pharmacy with the prescription. You're going to be mad at him. And he's in deep right now. If he's in the drive-thru, he can't back up and he can't pull
forward.
Yeah,
I mean, you've already invested a ton of time. There's no point in giving up now.
Oh,
otherwise,
there he is.
It's all lost.
Hey, how did everything go? How'd everything go?
He's wearing a mask.
Horrible.
Okay.
How bad?
Bad.
All right. How many? How many in line?
6.
We'll be back.
Oh, that's better than yesterday.
What are you talking about then? If there were 6 people in line, you could have done that yesterday and he could have stayed. What is wrong with you, Haney?
Me?
We'll be back.
What's wrong with me?
It's Stan Haney.
Hearken well in the Hall of Kings.
This is a symbol that you'll be seeing a lot from now on. It stands for the something wonderful that happens. The richer and more satisfying life your family can enjoy through the well-planned use of
Stan and Haney.
And one of the best things is this. Your family, every family can afford it.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. We're going to have the local beat for you in just a second. Be ready. 4 o'clock. We'll have the 4 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you 500.
You know how many people could use that right now?
Yes, sir. And do you know, in about 30 minutes, we're going to play a game called Gross Behaviors. Now, you may have heard Dave and Chuck the Freak talking about this survey that was done. And that's great. But we're not going to ask the public. We're going to ask one person. We're going to ask Junior. Now, he is going to write yes or no on a piece of paper and hold it above his head so he cannot change his answer. And then we will go to our listeners, and they will guess, will Junior admit to this, yes or no? And if there's a match, going to win a prize. It doesn't match. Now, he has to be honest.
But, yeah, this depends on his honesty.
This depends on his honesty.
Well, he's eating.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm busy right now.
It's going to depend on his honesty. Now, I was trying to catch every possible way that he could cheat on this, which is why I'm going to have him write it down and hold the answer above his head so he can't scribble something out or try his original answer. And then our listeners will have to guess if he's being honest, yes or no, to the particular gross thing.
So I have to admit to my gross behaviors.
Some of it's not too bad. I mean, I'll help you along. I'll admit to some of these
things. So if you were Junior, upon hearing this,
yeah,
if you were in his position, you'd probably get two clean sheets of paper and write in big letters on one, yes, and on the other one, no, so I would be prepared, right?
No, that's why he's got to hold it above his head. I might even have him come in here.
No, but doesn't he have to have it written down so he can hold it over his head?
It has to be written down and then crumpled up and tossed after that, and then a new one written.
That's a waste of paper. I think Haney's got the green one.
They're not going to let you cheat.
Well, it's just two answers, yes or no.
They don't change.
Yeah.
It's just one or the other for each question.
If he's going to be honest about it. Well,
I'll say paper.
That's up for but
see, you like crumpling paper and throwing it away, and you're picturing yourself. That would be fine
if
that was
you. I'll let him write down yes or no, and then hold it above his head.
Yeah, you kill a tree a day.
You know, but he's behind computer screens.
He's defending our democracy and our climate.
Is that what he's doing? Is that what he's doing?
I could even save more paper just by writing it and putting it on the screen.
Oh, that's what I want you to do. Put it on the screen.
All right, I'll do that then.
Put it on the screen, and then I'll know what you said before the listener says it.
We'll go green.
All right, yeah, good. Go green. Yeah, we got a computer screen. May as well use it. You usually put up the most gross pictures and leave them there all day. Yeah,
well, he did find that one really hot picture of Toadie Fields.
Yes, yes. Yeah, he did.
Hey, you know what you could do?
Yeah,
find us a hot bikini pic of a young Shelley Winters.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Let's do the local beat.
It's so fun when he doesn't know what we're talking about.
This was discovered by Junior. He goes to parts of the newspaper and TV feeds that we usually don't go to. This is his world. You know, he's been banned from Tinder.
That's a fact.
Yep.
Well, he outwitted himself,
is what he did.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, Mother came up to me. He's operations manager. Said, hey, Haney's been here a long time. He was hired in 1995.
Why do they say that?
And I said, no, he was hired in 1993. Stan, I just saw his paperwork. He was hired in 1995. I said, no, he wasn't. That's what the paperwork said. I said, we went through this about 10 years ago. To them, to the company, you were hired in 95. I remember the day when you came here. I think it was March of 93.
That is absolutely correct.
And I remember it. But they say, no, you were hired in 1995.
So they've stolen 2 years of my life.
2 years of your life are not on any record. You know, I'll bet you, though, they have his hire date. It's 1995. But if they look in that telephone book-sized file of yours, you were written up in 93 and 94.
Oh, hell yeah.
So those will be in there as proof that the 95 hire date was incorrect.
Yep.
But yeah. Stan, I just looked at his paperwork, dude.
I don't know. From 93 to 95, maybe it's like what people that do, you know, dark ops for the CIA. That's what they got to deal with.
This story.
Then I would pose this question to Beasley.
What?
If I wasn't here, where was I?
Yeah, where were you? Where were you? I even remember where you lived then.
Yeah, palatial estate.
Yeah, sure.
It's what they call a shared wall.
Yep. Yep. This came from NBC2. Junior found it. Bizarre. Headline. Man steals phone from date after hookup in abandoned parking lot.
What?
I said the same thing when I saw this. I said, let me read on.
It sounds like it's not any of our business.
Yes, it isn't. Dateline North Fort Myers. A man stole a phone from a woman he met on a dating app after their first date in an abandoned parking lot in North Fort Myers. This, according to officials. So their first date was in an abandoned parking lot in North Fort Myers. That first date, how'd it do?
Well, you got to give them style points. I mean, the ambiance of an abandoned parking lot. All I'm saying is traditionally,
yeah,
it's worked well for me.
On Tuesday, a woman drove to the Arby's located on North Cleveland Avenue in North Fort Myers to meet up with a man she met on a dating app. Junior, any guess what dating app that might have been for something like this?
Bumble.
There's
probably Plenty of Fish.
Or Tinder?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Snacks.
What kind of snacks?
They're like adult Lunchables.
Evidently very hard to digest.
Yes, and we're on the air.
Yeah.
We're on the air.
And you're masticating into an open mic.
Masticate! You're masticating!
All right, I'm done.
Stop masticating. You're at work.
Where was I?
He's a masticator.
He sure is. And he shows it every day. A man stole a phone from a woman he met on a dating app after their first date in an abandoned parking lot in North Fort Myers. On Tuesday, a woman drove to the Arby's on North Cleveland Avenue in North Fort Myers to meet up with a man she met on a dating app. This according to the incident report from the Lee County Sheriff's Office. She did file a report.
We know that Arby's well, don't we?
Do we?
Didn't we have to stay overnight there for some reason? And
yes.
We ate at the Arby's. Why were we doing that?
Because we had breakfast in Centennial Park with the bums.
Oh, God. Ah!
Hold on. Please.
That just flashed back at me. Like, why did that happen?
Hold on. So a woman drove to the Arby's in North Fort Myers to meet up with a man she met on the dating app, according to sheriffs. Once she got to the Arby's, the woman got into the man's car, and they together drove to an abandoned parking lot to, well, you guessed it, have sex. How'd it do? When they were done, and I like this line here, when they were done and the woman stepped out of the car to get dressed.
Let me go outside and put my clothes
back. Yeah, let me get it so I can stand up. When they were done, the woman stepped out of the car to get dressed. That's when the man grabbed the phone out of her hand. The man sped away with the victim's sweet Galaxy J3 phone, estimated at, so they say, to be about $300.
Oh, man.
Now, what is the victim to do?
That's the depths of depravity.
So, now, what is the victim to do?
It's like when Junior stole that chess set.
Yeah.
I'm keeping this.
That was different. She knew I was stealing it.
Well, I think this woman knew he was stealing her phone, too.
Yeah, after the fact.
The victim decided to meet up with a group of homeless people.
What?
Who said they saw the man drive off towards a nearby Dollar General. She walked from the abandoned parking lot all the way back to the Arby's so she could get her car. She then drove to the 7-Eleven on Bayshore where she used the business's phone to call 911. Lee County Sheriff's Office has not released a description of the man accused of taking the woman's phone. He's still on the loose.
We live in a cesspool.
It's a cesspool. That right there, what I was describing, cesspool. Meet up on a dating app. She gets into a stranger's car. They go to an abandoned lot. She has to get out of the car to get fully dressed again. He swipes a sweet Samsung J3 phone. I think that came out about 6-7 years ago. And then she meets up with a group of homeless who claim they saw the whole thing, and I mean the whole thing. And then she goes to the 7-Eleven on Bayshore to call 911, and the guy's still on the run with that sweet J3 phone.
So he defiled the woman.
Yes. Yeah, he got everything. He got his apps worth out of that. He defiled her.
So she voluntarily gave up the body.
Yes. But she ain't giving up the cell phone.
No, he just took that.
He took that. She willingly gave up the body.
And stole
the phone.
I think as she saw the car driving out of the parking lot with her phone, if she had half a brain, she'd go, well, watching that car. And with that car goes the remains of whatever self-respect you once had.
All right, we're going to take a break. Gross things, we'll ask Junior. He'll put his answer on our computer screen so we can verify it before our listener gives the answer.
Any chance you could stop telling me things like this?
That's what comes up in the news. And let me tell you something. This goes on every... There's something right now going on that would, disturb the hell out of you.
Now, if you knew everything that was going on...
Your head would explode.
There's so much sketchiness.
Yep, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
The radio miracle so powerful it can strip paint. It's so gentle it's been approved by the FDA for use in baby food. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you are about 23 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you $500. We do it 7 times a day, and we're coming up on the 4 o'clock hour. When you hear the safe word at 4 o'clock, text it to 45911. Or put the word in on the K-Rock app or 96krock.com. You got about roughly 15 minutes to enter the word. And if you're the randomly selected texter, you'll be notified that you've won $500.
Watch out. Tom Selleck's trying to steal your house.
Yep. And everyone who enters on the K-Rock app or at 96krock.com, you're in the running for the grand prize of $10,000. Chance for the $500 in about 22 minutes.
Who's worse, Tom Selleck or Armie Hammer?
Armie Hammer?
Have you heard about this dude?
What about Armie? Oh, that, yes.
He's a cannibal.
Yeah, I know.
And somehow...
He's gone crazy. He's off the deep end.
And if this doesn't prove to you the fact, and we've told you for years, we try and teach you, all women are crazy.
Yeah, it's because of a woman.
This guy is pulling supermodel level tail.
Oh, yeah. Hot stuff.
And they fall for this guy.
Yep.
I guess because he's a movie star, but like you said, what's he been in?
My wife and I said, what has he been in? Nothing really big. Nothing super.
But there's at least like 5 of them. Plus, he's married on top of that to like a smoking hot woman.
There he is, driving, swigging, snorting.
Yeah, and every one of these women is like supermodel beautiful. Yeah.
Very high maintenance. Right, Junior?
But he flat out tells them, I want to break your ribs. Hmm. There's one text. Yeah. And then the next one is, then I want to remove it and barbecue it and eat it.
Yeah.
And, oh, I love him.
Yeah. There's a text that he wrote that says, "You just live to obey and be my slave. I will own you. That's my soul. That's my heavy. Brain, my spirit, my body. Would you come and be my property till you die? If I wanted to cut off one of your toes and keep it with me in my pocket so I always had a piece of you in my possession."
Oh, I love him. I love him.
Romantic.
Let's
until they realized he was serious.
Yep. I got phones on lockdown. All right? Because we're going to give somebody a chance to win.
Now they'd like our attention.
Yes.
Because they're victims.
Yes.
Instead of the first time that happens going, "I'm dealing with a crazy person. I think I will no longer communicate." He's so sweet.
I love him.
He wants to cut my toes off.
Yeah, isn't that precious? Dave and Chuck this week did a survey. This was a major survey. They asked...
Is COVID fixed yet?
No. It's spreading into different mutant forms.
Then why are we doing surveys like this?
100... Well, this is not doing it to others. It's doing it to you. 100,000 people surveyed in this thing. And Dave and Chuck went over the numbers. No, we're taking it to a human level. We're going to ask Junior. And I've made three options for the listener. Yes, no, refuse to answer. So a 1 in 3 shot at this. I'm going to ask Junior one of these gross behaviors. He will enter it on the computer screen. Yes, I have. No, I haven't. I refuse to answer. We'll get somebody on the K-Rock lines. If you match Junior with his answer, you will win a prize. We've got KJ's Steakhouse, $50 to KJ's Steakhouse in Fort Myers. I've eaten there. It is fantastic. We have $25 to Shuckers. We have $50 to Stuff a Bagel in Cape Coral. $50 to the Pewter Mug. $50 to Savage Beauty Boutique in Cape Coral. Haircuts for men, women, kids' cuts, colors, hair treatments, skull rubs, all in-house. Let's play Gross Junior's Gross Behaviors. Yeah, I like that. Junior's...
You know, he does have a personal life.
Yeah.
Stan, this could negatively affect him.
That's why there is the option, refuse to answer. But, of course, when you refuse to answer, you know the answer.
Wasn't I beat up enough already yesterday?
This isn't just a game. This is for prizes for the listeners.
You need to understand that you weren't beat up yesterday.
Yes, I was.
You weren't taken to school.
You did it to yourself.
I did?
277-9600.
When you harass our listeners, there will be repercussions.
Wasn't harassing the
listeners. Can we play
the
game, Junior?
Yeah. Go ahead, bud.
Ahoy, who's this?
Zach,
let's get ready. Here's your question for Junior to answer. Now, he has to answer first. I'm going to see it. You tell me yes, no, refuses to answer, okay?
Got it.
All right. Here we go. Junior, put your answer on the computer screen so I can see it. Junior, do you pick your nose when nobody's around? Junior, do you pick your nose when nobody is around?
Well, if nobody's around, it's nobody's business.
Zach, he's written his answer down. Did he say, yes, I pick my nose when nobody's around? No, I don't. Or refuse to answer?
I say yes.
You are absolutely correct. Junior admitted to it. Yes, he picks his nose when nobody's around.
I mean, if no one's around, what does it matter?
Yeah. What would you like?
I'll take the haircut.
You got it. We got $50 to Savage Beauty Boutique in Cape Coral. Hold on, Zach. All right, so you got number one. It's going to be stepped up a little bit on this next one. You know what, Haney? If you pick your nose, do you... What do you do with it? Do you flick it or do you...
Oh, yeah. Not like with... Not like with the force necessary for a field goal,
yeah,
but like an extra point.
Well, others do something else.
Oh, no.
Let's get a person on the phone here. Erase that answer, Junior. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan. This is Dan. How you doing?
Dan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Happy New Year there, Stan.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Do you want to wish Junior a Happy New Year?
Of course. Happy New Year there, Junior.
Happy New Year, buddy.
You got nothing against New Year's, do you?
No, New Year's is fine.
Okay.
And what's your first name, Dan?
Dan.
All right, Dan. Here's your Junior's question. He has to answer yes, no, or refuses to answer. We asked him in his first question, do you pick your nose when nobody's around? And he said yes, and the Zach, I believe, was before you. And yes, and it was a match. Great job. Junior, do you pick your nose when no one's around and eat it? Do you pick your nose when no one's around and eat it? All right, Dan, he has his answer down. I don't believe it. Dan, he has his answer down. Did he say yes, refuse to answer, or no?
I would say no.
You are a winner, Dan. He said no.
And Dan is playing a game of great strategy because he realizes you're not guessing what the truth is. You're guessing what Junior will say.
Yeah, that's why I put in that refuse to answer. What would you like, Dan?
Pewter mug?
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Pewter mug. Hold on. I'll go to the stats on this because I told you 100,000 people were surveyed. Do you pick your nose when no one's around? 93% of the 100,000 surveyed said, yeah, pick my nose when nobody's around. 43% admit they've eaten it. 43%. Just 7% shy of half. 277-9600. Junior's gross behaviors. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Ryan.
Ryan, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well.
All right. Let Junior answer before you tell us yes, no, no, or he refuses to answer.
All righty.
Junior. In the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole washing? Hold on. Turn your radio down, okay, buddy?
That's going to drive all of us nuts.
Appreciate that. Junior, in the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand washing thing because you're just too lazy? Do you ever skip the hand washing thing after, you know, going to the bathroom because you're just too lazy? What do you think? What do you think he said? Yes, no, or refuse to answer? Skipping after using the restroom, doesn't wash the hands. Yes, he skips washing the hands. No, he never misses washing his hands, refuses to answer.
I think it's a no.
It is a no. And
nice.
I can verify this.
Oh, you can?
Yes, because I was finishing up the show yesterday, and I made it back to our office, and I said, man, I have to go to the bathroom so badly. And I ran down the hallway to the men's
room.
Yes, trotting.
Full sprint.
Because it was
just came on you all of a sudden?
Yeah, well, it was coming on me towards the last break. I said, I can hold it.
And you were wrong.
No, everything was fine. I made it in
time.
But
you cut it close.
But Junior was in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
And he was at the sink and had so much soap and had it all frothed up in the sink washing his hands. It must have been a horrible, horrible scene in there.
I always wash my hands.
I guess you have to.
Yeah. you got it right. What would you like?
You still got the steakhouse?
I do. KJ Steakhouse, you bet.
Yeah. Nice.
All right, hold on. Hold on, buddy. Yeah. He's in there aggressively. Soap and water and the whole sink was full of like somebody was in there washing dishes.
Well, it's funny. If the instructions come from someone other than us,
yeah,
he's pretty anal about following them.
Yeah.
And in our men's room, we have these signs that explain to us in English and Spanish how to wash your hands.
Yes.
But I noticed something odd on those signs.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be one pair of hands that are being washed, right?
Yeah.
One of them's white and one of them's brown.
Maybe you had a glove on.
But if you had a glove on, you wouldn't be washing the
right.
glove.
You wouldn't need to wash it to begin with because your hand was clean underneath. So you're washing one hand with a glove.
See, I took it as diversity and inclusion. You might be right.
By the way, the survey in the bathroom, do you ever skip the whole hand-washing thing because you're just too lazy? 69% of people said yes. 277-9600. Junior's gross behaviors. We're right smack dab in the middle of it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is John from Naples.
Hey, John, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are
Here we go. You ready for your question?
Absolutely, buddy.
Because I'm going to throw it to Junior. He's either going to answer yes, no, or refuses to answer. You have to guess what he does. I'll let you know when he has it written down. Junior, have you, besides the time when you were a baby,
So you're cutting a little slack there.
Yes. Have you ever soiled yourself? Besides the time when you were a baby, have you ever soiled yourself?
Like number one or number two?
Number two.
That's why he said soiled.
Yep. John, did he answer yes?
You know, night soil.
Yeah. Yes, no, or refuses to answer?
I'm going to go with the refuses to answer on this one.
You would be incorrect. He answered yes, and he's actually told that story on the air.
Yeah, I've talked about it before.
When he was at the bar.
No, I had a gas station burrito.
Yeah.
Gas station burrito, and then about like 2 hours later, like I had to fart. And, you know, it came out all soft and warm.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to excuse myself and left that poker game.
Did anybody know but you?
No one knew but me.
Probably smelled
I just said, guys, there's an emergency. I have to go.
Well, why would you say that? You're drawing attention to yourself.
Well, they were like, oh, I hope he's okay. I got a couple texts. You all right? Some family stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got to go take care of this.
Clear your answer.
Family stuff.
The survey, have you ever soiled yourself besides the time when you were a baby? 36% have admitted, yes, they've done it as an adult or a teenager. 277-9600. Let's find another one to play. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Bob.
Hey, Bob. All right, let me see here. Junior has his previous answer erased.
One second before we move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that have any effect on you eating gas station burritos?
I haven't had a gas station burrito ever since, but I do love gas station egg salad sandwiches.
Now we're playing the waiting game.
Here we go.
That can't be good.
And Bob, it's for you. It'll be yes, no, or he refuses to answer. Junior, have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row? Have you ever worn the same pair of underwear 2 days in a row? Bob, he has his answer down. What do you think he said? Will he admit he's worn underwear more than 2 days in a row?
I'd say Junior's gross habits, I'd say yes, he has.
You are absolutely correct. Junior has worn his underwear 2 days in a row.
I mean, just flip them inside out. You're good to go.
Bob, what would you like?
You got KJ's Steakhouse?
I do have KJ's Steakhouse, and it's yours. $50 to KJ's.
Sounds great.
All right, buddy, hold on.
And, you know, in Junior's defense, you know, it's a week night. Things go better than you thought they were going to go, and you don't have time to go home.
68% of the 100,000 people interviewed said, yeah, I've worn my underwear 2 days in a row. All right, we're going to have to take a break. We were just getting to the good stuff. I won't ask the last one. I won't even ask him the last one.
That's bad.
I can say it on the air. This won't be for a prize or anything. We'll just throw it out to
you. Are we done with this, or are we going to continue?
No, we're done. I just got to ask him this last one because we got a 4 o'clock safe word. I got to hit it on the button. Junior, This would have been the last one. We didn't get to it, but if you'd like to answer, feel free. Junior, do you ever stick your fingers somewhere gross and then sniff them just because you're curious?
Yeah.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Depending on how you drive and your car's condition, you can get incredible mileage from the Goodyear Custom Wide Tread Polyglass Tire. But polyglass means more than mileage when your wife has to drive alone. When a woman's at the wheel, Polyglass means more than mileage.
As for Mom, she'll be thrilled with the radio that never forgets. Besides turning on appliances automatically, it can be set to remind Mom when her favorite program is on the air. And now, another chapter in the lives of
Stan and Haney, 96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, you still have about 7 minutes to get the 4 o'clock safe word in, that word being equal, E-Q-U-A-L, equal. Text that word equal to 45911 or go to the K-Rock app or 96krock.com. Put the word in there. You got about 7 minutes, 6.5 minutes now to get the word in. If you're the randomly selected person, they'll call you back. Tell you you've won $500, plus all who enter on the app or the website will be in the running for the grand prize drawing of $10,000. Complete rules at 96krock.com.
You know what? I will say it because it's been earned. Good job, Junior.
Yeah, and even some of the texters were saying, you know, you really were a good sport with that.
Well, I mean, I'm used to the abuse.
Oh, come
see, he can't even take it. Compliment. He can't.
Can you say anything positive?
I just sit
positive?
Back and take it now.
Can you say anything positive? You were just praised, publicly praised.
Right.
And you won't accept it.
No, I accept it.
Grudgingly.
Yeah. What a bunch. I mean, it's still abuse.
Oh, God. All right.
Do you know, we were just talking to the guy who I guess runs this place most of the time.
Yeah, well, he is what they call the operations manager. So program directors report to him.
And he just had a very stark realization.
What's that?
We were talking about, you know, how long we have worked here.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing the math and figured out that I have been here longer than Junior has been alive.
That's a fact.
Yeah, by a couple months. What, you started in March?
Yep.
And I was born in July.
Of 1995. Or 93.
93.
I had to go with the official one because there was that argument. 95 is when he... But he actually did show up here in March of 93.
I guess there was something shady about the way I was being paid. I don't know.
Different times all those years ago.
Oh, they were.
They really were.
Radically different.
Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. It's our first look brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Let's see what's going on down in Collier County.
Anything good?
No. We have a crash. Airport Road North and Progress Avenue. And in the estates, disabled vehicle, Oil Well Road and Immokalee Road. And you.
How did that get reported? If you're on Oil Well Road, somebody with a pickup should have pulled you out by now.
No kidding. Unless there's a feud going on. Coming up, in less than 1 hour. It'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's right here. He's got today's headlines for you. This way you can get.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
You know, I think we've learned by observing Junior that his generation looks at things in a different way.
They do.
For instance, when we used to make New Year's resolutions, we're old enough to know better now.
Yeah.
But they used to be big things.
Yes.
Evidently now, when people make New Year's resolutions, they realize, oh, that's probably not going to happen. So what do they do?
Reachable ones?
Micro goals.
Micro goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I achieved a micro goal this morning. I was able to put 2 feet on the floor.
Yep, there you go. Boom.
A micro goal.
We have the top 10 micro goals.
Okay. Oh, brother.
This could be a dream come true for somebody. Not me.
Me?
Not you.
Oh.
Maybe Junior, but... Well, the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile is hiring a new crop of Wienermobile drivers.
Oh!
We'll tell you what you got to do.
All right. In less than an hour.
Dateline Tampa. A man sets himself on fire as he was trying to burn down a house.
Jeez.
And finally, oh boy, this brings back memories. You know, there's something special when you have worked at a job that you despised for a long time. And you finally get out. And there's that last day of work.
Oh, yeah. Or you finally tell them what you think.
Because they can't touch you.
Can't. You're already gone.
You know, I had a job like that right before I came to K-Rock back in 95.
You sure did. 1995.
Yep. But what happened is I gave my 2 weeks notice. And the guy that I worked for, I did not do a thing wrong. I did everything as far as, you know, training people and all of that. Okay. It lasted for a couple of days. And the guy says, you know what, I appreciate you offering the 2 weeks, but I think maybe today ought to be your last day. And I thought about it, and what his reasoning was, he couldn't stand to see me happy. He felt it was bad for morale.
I agree.
Yep. And so with that in mind,
what
guy in Pennsylvania...
Are we these stories and much, much more coming up in less than an hour?
Sure.
Laughter.
Wake up, boy. Wake up.
Did have another headline, but you decided it was optional.
It's fine. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Former NFL... star and certified genius Chad Johnson says he was never injured because he ate McDonald's every day. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
benefits of eating McDonald's every day.
Top benefits of eating McDonald's every day.
You'll have enough napkins to last you until 2029. Your wife always knows she'll get McNuggets for Valentine's Day dinner. And you always know you'll get nothing for Valentine's Day sex.
Yep.
That's nasty.
You've ended up with Popeye-style forearms from all those years at the ketchup pump. You take a certain pride in knowing that half of those 99 billion served are you.
Yep.
You refer to me as Fatty McFatFat.
They know you so well, they always slip in that one extra ketchup packet. You save money only buying one shoe instead of a pair. You're convinced you're the only one outside the quote-unquote family who really knows what's in a McRib.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
Ever.
Ever.
And finally, the very top benefit of eating McDonald's every day.
Yes.
Whenever there's a task that involves running, jumping, lifting, or generally anything short of just not dying of a heart attack, nobody bothers you.
No.
Ooh, so scared, Chubby Wubby. I reported you to Jenny Craig.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Flubber. Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from Sanelli. S-A-N-E-L-L-I. Ahoy, gentlemen. First off, I have to say how much I appreciate you guys. I have been listening since the early 90s. You guys were my first radio morning show. My friends would call me about listening to Stern, so I began to look for him down here, but he wasn't into syndication yet. That is how I stumbled upon you guys. And I have been a fan of talk radio and later on podcasts ever since. So thank you for being you. I wanted to share some interesting information with you guys. I have it on very terrible and shaky authority that Donald Trump isn't who he says he is.
Yes.
In fact, he is an agent deployed by the DNC to destroy the GOP. It was originally supposed to be a 10-year plan. However, Trump convinced everyone he could do it in less than 4 years. Apparently, this goes back to when Gore lost to Bush. Hillary Clinton was the one who convinced Trump to do this. And, well, we can see just how effective he is. Donald Trump, DNC, secret agent. Anyways, guys, keep up the good work and keep the pressure on that junior. Signed, Sinelli.
That's not what I heard. I heard that it was JFK Jr. that asked him to do it.
Yes. And you see what happened to him. This is from Jamie. Hey, guys. Jamie here from North Fort Myers. I heard you say last week that the vaccine, finding a vaccine place is hard to find. I just wanted to let everyone know there is a station set up for appointment only on Skyline in Fort Myers to get the vaccine. Thanks, guys. You're the best. Signed, Jamie.
I thought Skyline's in Cape Coral.
Yeah, I know. That's what, but he's in North Fort Myers. but he knows about it over there in Skyline.
Okay, well, I'd take his word for it.
Yep. This is super fan Scott. Hey, guys.
He knows too much.
He knows a lot.
He remembers every single word we've ever said.
So we've got Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, and I guess now we can add Junior to the list of those that feel they have control over the content of others.
Here we go.
It's true. We shame caught him. Junior has been censoring conservatives.
Yep. Shame on you, Junior. Shame.
Shame.
Don't you do enough to damage every time you assault Haney with your inappropriate stares every time he feels the need to take his hoodie off?
First of all, the assault is coming one way.
This is a one-way street. Very problematic to me, Junior. On a lighter note, it was nice to see that friend of the show and the people. Oh, that it was also was nice to see that friend of the show and the people, Maxine Waters, stuck to her guns of shaming, inciting speech by politicians. Did you see that? Of course, this is total BS. That woman has said far worse. But she's one of the good guys.
The theater going on right now is unbelievable.
Let's see. Love you guys, except for Junior today, who needs to earn back our trust as listeners. Shame. Signed, Scott.
Shame! Shame! Shame!
Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, I have been watching a show on National Geographic about trafficking. They cover many different subjects, from drugs to human smuggling. The other night, they were covering counterfeiting of American currency. Now, you would think that somewhere like China would be the main culprit.
North Korea.
The main culprit is Lima, Peru. People who do the counterfeiting are from all walks of life. Then, of course, there are the professionals who are so good at their job, you cannot tell the difference unless you really know what the differences are. The way that they get it into circulation is really quite simple and vast. One of them is the money changers on the streets of Lima, which is perfectly legal, minus the changing of fake money. But the big players have mules who bring the fake money into the United States. Then it is spread throughout our economy. Now, most of the bills are $100 bills. So they take that money, buy something that costs less than $10. Just think. You do that 10 times, you've made a nice little profit for yourself. But here's the shocker. They print 10 million in one printing. So check your $100 bills. It may not be real. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We do it every Thursday. It is our question of the week. We'll pose it to you. You have the right answer. This one will be pretty interesting. And I don't know that we've asked this one before, but you will have the right answer to this. We will pose to you our question of the week when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We couldn't be more proud to work for the Beasley Media Group. And we'd like to thank them for the indoor plumbing and the microphones. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to check traffic here for you in just a second, but it is Thursday, and that means our question of the week. Pose the question to you. We'll do some traffic as I release the phone lines, and we'll take your answers to our question of the week. This one I think is pretty cool because it made me think. I was running this through my head last night and things just kept popping into my head of memories. You know, when we were growing up and we were kids and we got to be teenagers and stuff, we found the music that we liked, the stuff we enjoyed on the radio, the stuff that we, the records that we bought. And it's a certain era, whether you liked country music, whether you liked rock, whether you liked the blues, you discovered it and you became a fan of it. But think about this. When you were little and you didn't have control of the record player or the CD player or the radio, your parents listened to music. When you were growing up, what was your parents' favorite music? What music was on in the household whenever they wanted to go and have music or play a record? What was played in your house? What was your parents' favorite music when you were a kid? You were exposed to it. That's how I got exposed to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. My mom had an album one day, and I just fell in love with it. What were your parents' favorite music to listen to when you were growing up, before you had control of the dial or the turntable? 277-9600.
You and I gained control earlier than most.
Yes, and that's understood. But I still know distinctly,
oh yeah,
what my father preferred and what my mother preferred, and they couldn't be farther apart. 277-9600. When you were growing up, what was your parents' favorite music to listen to? It was on in the house. It was all over. 277-9600. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we've got just one thing on the board this half hour. It's in East Naples. It is a crash. Tamiami Trail East and Thomason Drive. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes, right before Mark Haney in the news. Our question of the week, we'll send it around the horn, and then we'll take your phone calls at 277-9600. Growing up, when you were a little kid, you were exposed to the music your parents liked. What was your parents' favorite music to listen to? My mom was much more cultured than my dad as far as popular music goes. My mom used to love the Carpenters, Chris Montez, Tom Jones. She loved when she wanted to dance around a little bit. She loved Tom Jones, especially because he had a TV show then.
Mm-hmm.
My father, polkas. There was a polka station in like Chicopee, Massachusetts that he could pull in off the AM dial and listen to polka
music. The good
music.
Stuff.
Or
he had to pick it up from Chicopee,
yes,
though.
Yes. Or he also was a fan of pop country because he and Fran Marfiak used to watch Hee Haw every Saturday, and they'd have all your Roy Clarks and so he would listen to that on occasion. But it was my mom that was really cultured. But this is every Sunday when I was in his pickup truck, just polkas.
But as you came to town, we'll run the good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a diver a joke. It's called a tap room in Pennsylvania.
In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's called a gin mill in old Chicago.
Haney.
And in London, it's a blooming pub.
When you were growing up, your parents were probably the first ones in the household to expose you to music. What was your parents' favorite music to listen to when you were really small?
They were awesome. I was constantly exposed to Top 40 radio. And my mom liked the Carpenters. My dad liked Dylan. And what they both loved that was really prominent was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. They thought they were the greatest.
Yeah.
But this, I've thought it over. and I may have told you this before, but there's one specific song, and it may be the first song that I can remember, because I think it came out like right around when I was born. I remember this from the crib.
What is this, the theme from Love Story?
Nope.
What is this?
Love is Blue, Paul Mauriat.
I remember this. You know another one my mom had when you're talking about it hits like this? Winchester Cathedral.
Oh, God.
There was a 60s version of it that... Junior, you're younger than us. Your parents, what were they listening to when you were
little?
Well,
he was born
kid?
Shortly after I arrived at K-Rock.
Right. Well, my mom used to listen to a lot of that older country, kind of like Johnny Cash and all those guys. And my dad has very similar music taste to you guys, like the classic rock and the blues.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up on, like, you know, Zeppelin, Aerosmith, B.B. King, Albert King.
What do you think is the first song you can remember that you remember hearing?
First, I can't even come up with that. That's tough. I don't know.
See, now I can say that because of the Herb Alpert album that my mom had. And it, for some reason, it was called What's New? And as an infant...
Was that the album?
No, the album was... it was like his third album, but it was... What's New was the song.
We don't know what album, though.
I'm trying to remember. I can see the album cover.
What's it look like?
He's toasting, and he's got a girl on his arm. But again, he had a couple albums like that. Because South of the Border, he had a girl on his arm. And then, of course, we all remember Whipped Cream.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was called Hey, What's New? Or What's New? And loved. That was the first song I can remember.
You described the album cover perfectly.
Of course I did. And what was the album called?
The song is So What's New?
Yep. First song I can remember.
The album is What Now, My Love?
Yeah.
So this is the first song you can
first
remember.
First song.
Boy, look how cool he is.
He was the coolest man.
He's holding his trumpet. She's holding him.
Yep. 277-9600. Growing up, you were exposed to music as a little kid because of your parents. What was your parents' favorite music to listen to? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Mark from Naples.
I can barely hear you, Mark from Naples.
How's that? Better?
Better. You got on the radio. Okay. You should be prepared about that. What did your parents listen to?
My father was in broadcasting, so we listened to whatever station he was working for, and he knew all the song lengths, the artist, bios and details and all that stuff. So I got that exposure, and then with my grandfather, Lawrence Welk and Frank Sinatra, big band era music.
Oh, sure.
So where was this? Where did your dad work?
This is up in Michigan, Battle Creek, Michigan.
So was he doing like top 40?
Yeah, mostly, yeah, top 40 type music, yeah.
All right, thanks. That was
we good. Were so lucky, and we've talked about it ad nauseum. We do a whole segment every week because of it. Top 40 then was...
You got everything.
All kinds of different music. You were exposed to so many different styles.
You were exposed to the singer-songwriters, the crooners, rock, country, adult contemporary. If it sold, it made the top 40.
Mm-hmm.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, ahoy, gentlemen. This is Tucker from Naples.
Hey, Tucker. What did the parents listen to when you were growing up? What did they like and you were exposed to it?
Well, my mother was obsessed with Bruce Springsteen, and she had every single 45 and 33 that he ever produced. And my father was more of a Stevie Ray, Eric Clapton, Cream, CCR.
Sure.
And I still have, to this day, about 1,500 of his albums with a vintage Bang & Olufsen record player.
Oh, nice.
Nice job. Nice, nice. 277-9600.
This is what made Stan, Stan.
Yep. This was what I was first exposed to. I'd sit there and watch that record go round and round.
This is the soul of Stan.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt.
This is what runs on the back of his head as he goes about his day. May I help you? Why, yes, you can.
Ahoy, who's this?
Olin.
Olin, what did your parents listen to when you were growing up? What was around the house?
Merle Haggard, Hank, and a little bit of Waylon Jennings.
There you
right
go.
Right on. Right on. That was an outlaw house. 277-9600. Your first exposure to music was usually your parents. And they had their own musical
tastes. I was
so
lucky in that way.
Yeah.
And we were, I was lucky in the fact that we spent a lot of time in the car. It was back when you just go for a drive. And remember where I grew up. When we went for a drive, we were driving on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with the soundtrack of the 70s top 40 as you're driving down the beach.
Mm-hmm. It throws you right back.
Yeah.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Adam.
Adam, what were your parents listening to when you were a little kid? What were you exposed to?
Well, when I was a little kid, I'm 46 now. In 1980 was when we moved to Naples. So this is what we listened to growing up in North Naples. This is what my mom would listen to would be CCR and Fleetwood Mac, and my dad was Moody Blues and Van Halen.
Right on.
And I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, that's good exposure. That is yep. Well, my mom she liked CCR, Proud Mary. That was her favorite.
Yeah. We like we had CCR's album, but Proud Mary could only be done by Ike and Tina Turner.
A different version, whole different style. Both equally as good.
Yep. This was a big hit in my house.
They were great. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, hi, gentlemen. This is Glenn in the Cape.
Hey, Glenn in the Cape. What were you exposed to as a little kid music-wise? What did your parents listen to in the house?
Oh, man, my dad worked for RCA, so he could get a ton of records for cheap.
So and that was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
Oh, my God. You're talking Andy Williams, Perry Como, Mantovani, Lawrence Welk, Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass.
Let me ask you this. Your dad worked for RCA. At anywhere in your house, did you have an RCA Nipper dog?
No, not the dog, no.
Oh, are you kidding me? Stan loves those.
Oh, right now, I have about 12 of them.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
I would be surprised because they were promo items for RCA
that
back in the
day. That was RCA.
That was them. And everybody that was involved in RCA one way or the other had the Nipper dog.
Oh, yeah. I've actually got a paperweight with the first transistor in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Howdy do, fellas.
Howdy do, Pip.
Well, my mom used to clean house on Saturdays with ABBA, Wings, and Julio Iglesias.
Yeah.
And my old man was forever 16, man, was Elvis and the Doo-Wops.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There are some people that were so into that doo-wop stuff.
Yep.
Hey, are you still in the pool business?
kind of sort. I'm in the distribution, and now I'm not out there sweating like a pig no more.
All right, yeah, because we put word out we're looking for a pool guy, but we don't need one now.
Hey, man, I work on
that. Okay.
You know what?
That reminded me of the old days.
I'm listening to Blood, Sweat, and Tears here. This is pretty advanced stuff to throw at a kid.
This stuff is great,
yeah,
though.
There's a lot going on.
My first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, I was probably about 8 or 9, and that's when my old man picked it up at Railroad Salvage, which was the department store that got all the stuff after a place burned down. And my Blood, Sweat, and Tears album smelled like smoke.
Forever associated with smoke.
Yes. And I'm not talking about cigarettes, I'm talking fire smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fire department having to put out, and they were able to salvage some stuff. Thus, it was called Railroad Salvage.
This record smokes.
Yeah. What? We got time for one or two more. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, you are our friend Jackie that likes to call and say stuff about us? Is that you?
That's me that says good stuff about you.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, Jackie. what did your parents listen to? What was around you when you were growing up?
Okay, well, my parents are older, so we listened to the Glenn Miller Band.
Oh, big band stuff, sure.
Right, yeah. Satchmo. And then as my mom got older, she listened to, Bobby Goldsboro, who a lot of people don't know.
Oh, yeah, we know him.
And honey, I miss you.
Yes! And, right? And the tree, the little tree, how does that one go?
I don't know.
Sing it for us, Jackie. Sing it, baby.
I was gonna. Oh, see the tree, how big it's grown, and honey, it hasn't been too long. It was a twig.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
You're great,
yes.
Jackie.
Yes, thank you. That's what we grew up with. And then, of course, you know, Tom Jones.
Sure.
And you're right. But anyways, that was my family. My parents are both 90 now, so
if
it was a different era.
If they were a Tom Jones fan, and I realize this, too, my mom was also an Engelbert Humperdinck fan.
Yes, that was my mom too. Yes, yes. And I think, you know, they won't admit it, but I think it was because the guys wore the tight pants back then.
Yeah, well, they were sex symbols at the time.
Now,
now, Junior is a big Engelbert Humperdinck fan.
I'm the biggest.
Junior and I, my wife and I, Junior, his mom, and his grandpa, we went to see Engelbert Humperdinck at the Barber B Man, and he's like 80. He was fantastic.
Oh, I can believe it. We saw Glenn Campbell when he was going through.
He has Alzheimer's?
Yes, and his daughter up in Illinois would tell him, like, put your guitar here and do this. And he'd forget, and he kept coming back out and saying, hi, my name's Glenn Campbell.
But he could still play, couldn't he?
Yes, and he sang just like he did when I was growing up.
Oh, that's
and I'm
great.
58 now, so.
Well, he was always great to us.
Yeah, he was.
Yes,
he was. He was a multi-time guest on this show.
Really?
Yeah, we sang Rhinestone Cowboy
with
him.
Yeah, he sang Rhinestone Cowboy. Bye, Jackie. We got to take a break. It's for you.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend,
it's for you, Jackie.
It hasn't been too long.
Bobby Goldsboro.
It wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad.
I remember
the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran out to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried.
That's the way the song goes.
She was always young at heart, kind of dumb and kind of smart,
yeah.
And I loved her so.
Yeah, I loved her for being dumb.
And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve. 2 years ago.
He's telling a story as he sings. That's...
And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know.
Mm-hmm.
that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show.
If you'd like to answer her.
Honey,
oh, yeah.
I miss you.
Yeah, okay, get that in there.
And I'm being good.
We know you are. We know you are, bud.
And I'd love to be with you. If only I could.
If you'd like to answer our question of the week, ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
She was sad and so afraid.
Boy, I need to run a warm bath.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to rumors. I don't pay attention to movie magazines. They don't read them because they're all junk. And, no, I don't mean to put anybody's job down. I'm talking about they have a job to do, and they got to write something. So if they don't know anything, they make it up, you know. So in my case, they make it up. When I hear rumors flying around, I got sick in the hospital. Well, I was, you know, in this day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel, I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin. I swear to God, hotel employees, Jack, bellboys, freaks that carry your luggage up to the room, people working around, you know, talking, maids. And I was sick. I was, you know, I was getting, had a doctor, had the flu, and I got over one day and was on. But all across this town, I was strung out. So I told him earlier, and don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch. That is dangerous. That is damaging to myself, to my little daughter, to my father, to my friends, my doctor, to everybody, my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots. Thank you very much.
Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Stan and Haney here. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. We'll also get you updated on traffic. Al Beck at 6 o'clock, and he'll have a 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you 500. Let's get you updated on traffic right now. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, these are all in Fort Myers. We've got road blockage and unknown injuries. Fairfax Drive and Garcia Avenue. Fort Myers crash, 3600 block of Woodstork Court and Lucas Landing. And one more for you in Fort Myers. It is a crash, 16,000 block of Alico Mission Way at the 76 gas station. And you are up to date. Mark Haney and the news starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme. When people believed everything they heard. This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Turdsby, January 14th.
Double M, double XI.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, I know a lot of the huge number of Jacksonville Jaguar fans across the country are all thrilled because they've got the number one pick in the, how do you say it?
NFL.
Draft.
You got to say the full thing, though. The National Football League is the NFL.
So you have to get all nasally,
yes,
or the league won't accept,
yep,
it.
That was the instructions back in the day.
So, yeah, I mean, having the number one pick, it's a nice thing, but how often does it work out, really?
You know what? I don't know what this is, what you're going to be talking about, but if it's number one picks, it hardly ever works out. Hardly ever.
I can tell you this. In the past 20 years, only three players picked number one in the NFL draft have won a Super Bowl. Only three.
I know one right off the top of my head.
And he's special.
Yeah, because he wore a special big helmet.
Yep.
That would be Eli Manning.
Correct.
I have no idea who else.
Well, Eli Manning is legit. He won the Super Bowl with the Giants.
Got two rings, I think.
In 2008 and 2012.
Yeah.
Now, there was another player on that Giants team that was picked number one overall. David Carr. And if you look up his Super Bowl statistics, you will see DNP.
Did not play.
Mm-hmm.
Was it a healthy scratch?
I believe so, yeah. I think he was backing him up.
Yeah.
So he was Eli's backup, right, at that time.
But.
So, again, Eli, 2008 and 2012. Now, after 2012, you got a long wait. As a matter of fact, you have to go all the way until just the last Super Bowl when Eric Fisher played with the Chiefs.
Okay, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Offensive lineman, he was picked number one overall. So, not what it seems sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, notorious number one pick. Come on.
There are approximately 2% of all people walking the earth right now that have a mutant gene. How does that gene express itself?
How?
Their armpits never smell, even if they never touch deodorant.
Ain't, doesn't affect the three of us in this room, huh?
Don't think we've met any of them.
You know, for a fact, as I'll go out on a stretch and say this, I don't think they've ever worked in radio.
No, not to my knowledge. And that's male and female.
Correct.
Stan, when do you suppose the first speeding ticket was given out?
Well, let's think about that. Your cars came around in the early aughts. They drove around crazy, scared the horses.
Well, yeah, we know this because it was filmed.
Yeah.
Silently.
Yeah. Let's go. 1910.
Nope.
1911, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Earlier.
1909.
Earlier.
1900.
Earlier.
1899.
Yes.
Really?
The first documented speeding ticket was issued in 1899 in Manhattan to a cab driver who was recklessly blazing along at 12 miles an hour in what was clearly designated an 8-mile-per-hour zone. Probably scared the horses.
Yep. Those horsies didn't know what those engines, all that noise.
You know, during the headlines, I pointed out that things are changing on a generational level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at least when we lied to ourselves about New Year's resolutions, we meant it for a minute, and they were major accomplishments we wanted to do.
Right.
And, you know, long before February came around, we realized it's not going to happen.
Yep.
So the new generation has taken a different tact with this. Instead of setting major New Year's resolutions, people are setting what they call micro goals.
Oh, please. Yeah, I like the big ones, you know? Lose weight for the new year. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to find a new career. I'm going to learn to love my wife. You know, stuff like that.
We have the top 10 that people are, I guess, somewhat committed to.
Okay. These are these micro resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, it's I was on to it years ago. You know, lowered expectations,
yeah,
lower the bar.
Yeah.
Number 10, walk or bike places instead of driving.
Oh, that's so important. So important.
Number 9, swap healthier ingredients into your food.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yep.
Number 8.
Use almond flour instead.
Prep some meals in advance.
Yeah. That's easily broken.
Number 7, meditate for a few minutes every day.
Junior's doing that now.
Yeah, and you know what he discovers?
What's that?
A black void.
Yep.
I'm just empty on the inside.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not lying. He'll tell you.
That's what he tells
people. A black void is what you told me.
It's just a blank cavity.
Is it dark?
The darkest of the dark.
Dank?
Super dank, dog.
So, dark and moist.
Dark and moist.
Ugh. Number 6, go outside sometimes.
Oh, yeah, good idea.
Number 5, take vitamins.
Hmm.
Number 4, drink water.
Yep.
These are, they're taxing themselves here.
Number 3, crapola.
Yep. Number 3, eat better food for lunch. Number 2, we're not talking about losing weight,
no,
because that would be crazy talk.
That's nutty.
Maintain your current weight.
Yes. Yes.
And number 1, which our old friend Wesley Willis was constantly preaching, eat less takeout or fast food. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, this may be a dream come true for a very specific small group of people.
And nobody in this room.
Oscar Mayer has announced they are currently hiring a new crop of Wienermobile drivers. That's right. You could spend a year driving around in a 27-foot-long hot dog.
I've seen it in person.
Going to 200 different events and serving as a brand ambassador for the good people at Oscar Mayer.
Mm-hmm. When Irma hit... evidently the Oscar Mayer mobile was in town, and they had to be holed up at a motel for a while, and it was right behind where I lived, and so parked out in the street. Just, you know, they had a place, probably couldn't go in a regular spot. The Oscar Mayer Wienermobile was just
sitting
there.
Did you get a selfie?
I did not.
Pics or it didn't happen,
yeah,
bro.
I hear you, brah.
Now, you may be wondering.
I am.
And you'd be correct.
Yeah.
You have to be highly qualified to drive a Wienermobile around.
Yeah, you do. Look at that. Can you imagine the way that thing handles going down the highway? Not too good.
They're looking for people with a degree.
Jeez, come on.
Well, they're realistic, too. A degree or experience in marketing. Or communications,
yep.
Who are outgoing, friendly, and most importantly, possess a legitimate, valid driver's license.
This could be us.
They didn't list any potential compensation.
No.
But 7 years ago, someone posted on the internet that the pay was around $30,000 a year to drive the Wienermobile.
Oh, kiss my ass. Can you imagine you and I, Haney, going around the country, doing about 60, 70 down the highway? You and I riding in that baby?
That'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Not for no $30,000.
Well, you know, there's one thing Grandpa always told us. You're never going to get rich driving a hot dog.
Yep. Yep. Look, it's roomy in there. It's like a little bus.
Now, if you are interested, and this is your lifelong dream, all you have to do is go to the Kraft Heinz conglomerate website. Yeah. The deadline is the 31st.
Because they own Oscar Mayer. Everything's being eaten up.
Mm-hmm. Here's a 51-year-old gent named Scott Massa. He hails from Tampa. And early on Sunday morning, it occurred to him he ought to set a house on fire. He broke a window and attempted to throw a bucket of accelerant inside. Didn't work out well for Scott because that accelerant ignited and exploded, and he found himself ablaze on fire. Sadly for Scott, anyway, the fire didn't even spread to the house. It was contained in Scott's body. He went to the hospital with what doctors call serious burns. The police found him there. He'll be facing arson charges when he's capable of understanding it, because he's still hospitalized right now.
Well, this must be an earlier picture of him then.
Happier times.
Yep. Look at that hair.
There was no one inside the house at the time, and nobody knows why on earth Scott felt the need to attempt to burn it down.
It's a compulsion, Haney. It's a compulsion.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, back in 2019... Carl Gamby got a job working the front desk at the Econo Lodge in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
It's good work if you can get it.
Well, that's a prestige assignment.
Sure is.
On his first day there at the Econo Lodge, he got things started right when he mainlined a bunch of drugs, got nude, and assaulted a female co-worker. Here's what seemed like a good idea to Carl. And again, first day on the job.
Yeah, Econo Lodge.
He assessed the front desk, and then excused himself to go to the bathroom, where he immediately injected himself with a cocktail of fentanyl and bath salts. At that point, it seemed like a good idea to grab the woman assigned to work with him and kiss her neck.
Sensual.
He was a bit surprised when she told him to stop.
Yeah.
Well, at that point, he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He took his shirt off and chased after her. She jumped in the car and called 911 as she fled. Well, at that point, there was very little left for Carl to do. He removed his pants as she was driving away and was still nude when the police arrived. They arrested him for drugs, indecent exposure, and assault. He received 11 to 23 months in prison for it. And his lawyers have been trying to get his sentence reduced by claiming that simply grabbing and kissing a woman shouldn't count as assault.
Really?
But a judge disagreed, and the sentence stands.
Look at this clown.
I think he'd be happier in the circus.
Yeah.
Where that's applauded. And that's the news for today, Thursday, January 14th.
Double M, double XI.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Mark, thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Al Beck coming up at 6 o'clock. He'll have that 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you 500. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. We're a little busy. All right, let's see. Where do I want to begin? Let's start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash. Laurel Drive and Winona Drive. North Fort Myers crash. North Cleveland Avenue and Bettmar Boulevard. In Fort Myers, crash. Cypress Lake Drive and Summerlin Road. Where else? Fort Myers crash. Buckingham Road and Alvin Avenue. Then we go to Estero. Got a crash. Grand Oak Shops Boulevard at Miramar Outlets. Lehigh Acres crash. Douglas Lane at Gulfview Boulevard. And in Bonita, got a crash. 11,000 block of East Terry Street. And you are up to date.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Richard Cheese. You know, so many years ago, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney recorded a wonderful duet, and I'd like to do it for you with someone very special.
Every night she walks right in my dreams. Since I met her from the start, I'm so proud I am the only one who is special in her heart. The girl is mine. The doggone girl is mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stephen Hawking.
I don't understand the way you think. Saying that she's yours, not mine. Scenting roses in your silly dreams. Really just a waste of time, because she's mine. The doggone girl is mine.
I love you more.
Anywhere.
Well, I love you endlessly.
Loving we will share.
So come and go with me to on the town. The girl is mine.
Yeah!
Richard, we're not going to fight about this, okay?
Steven, I think I told you, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I've heard it all before, Richard. She told me that I'm her forever lover. You know, don't you remember?
Well, after loving me, she said she couldn't love another.
Is that what she said?
Yeah, she said it. You keep dreaming.
I don't believe it.
Mine, mine,
the girl is mine.
Mine, 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 mine,
mine. Mine.
The girl is 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 mine.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Stephen.
Good night.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was for some time a few years ago a substitute teacher. And that's the kind of work where you depend on a call from a school principal every morning to wake you up. And why is it when someone wakes you up out of a deep sleep, they always ask, did I wake you? And you always deny it, you know, you always deny it. No, you didn't wake me. So it goes like this, you know, ring, whoo, good morning, Mr. Klein. This is Mr. Torelli, Jefferson Junior High School. Good morning, Mr. Torelli. I didn't wake you, did I, Mr. Klein? Oh, Mr. Torelli, I was just reading the Bible. You know, I get into my car. When you try to start your car on a cold winter morning, the car seems to talk to you. You know, like, please don't try to stop me. Leave me alone, I'm cold, I don't want to stop. Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Leave me alone! Right. You know, on your way. Now you get to the school, and that's when your troubles begin. You know? See, when the kids know that you're a substitute, they take advantage. They pull their bits like your forged absentee notes. You know? And they're so bad at it, too. Cause of absence, bubonic plague. Who's kidding me? Teaching children is a peculiar thing. The first teaching experience I ever had was teaching children swimming. I was a lifeguard in a resort hotel. And I must tell you, I did save a little boy's life. He was a ratty kid. No one liked him. The staff at the hotel hated him, you know. But anyway, I pulled him out of the deep end. I literally saved the boy's life. And his parents tipped me $5. Now, how did they come up with the figure? I don't understand.
How much should we give him? I don't know. 15? How long have we had the boy?
15? I could have gotten 15 from the staff to let him drown.
Great Robert Klein. Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. When you were growing up, what was your parents' favorite music? What music was on in the household whenever they wanted to go and have music or play a record? What was played in your house? What was your parents' favorite music when you were a kid? You were exposed to it. That's how I got exposed to Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. My mom had an album one day, and I just fell in love with it. What were your parents' favorite music to listen to when you were growing up, before you had control of the dial or the turntable? Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, ahoy, gentlemen. This is Tucker from Naples.
Hey, Tucker. What did the parents listen to when you were growing up? What did they like and you were exposed to it?
Well, my mother was obsessed with Bruce Springsteen, and she had every single 45 and 33 that he ever produced. And my father was more of a Stevie Ray, Eric Clapton, Cream, CCR.
Sure.
And I still have, to this day, about 1,500 of his albums with a vintage Bang & Olufsen record player.
Oh, nice.
Nice job. Nice. Nice. Ahoy, who's this?
Olin.
Olin, what did your parents listen to when you were growing up? What was around the house?
Merle Haggard, Hank, and it's a little bit of Waylon Jennings.
There you
right
go.
Right on. That was an outlaw house. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Adam.
Adam, what were your parents listening to when you were a little kid? What were you exposed to?
Well, when I was a little kid, I'm 46 now. In 1980 was when we moved to Naples. So this is what we listened to growing up in North Naples. This is what my mom would listen to, would be CCR and Fleetwood Mac, and my dad was Moody Blues and Van Halen.
Right on.
And I think it turned out pretty good.
Yeah, that's good exposure. That is, yep. Well, my mom, she liked CCR. Proud Mary. That was her favorite.
Yeah, we like we had CCR's album, but Proud Mary could only be done by Ike and Tina Turner.
A different version, whole different style. Both equally as good.
Yep. This was a big hit in my house.
They were great. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, hello, gentlemen. This is Glenn in the Cape.
Hey, Glenn in the Cape. What were you exposed to as a little kid music-wise? What did your parents listen to in the house?
Oh, man, my dad worked for RCA, so he could get a ton of records for cheap.
So and that was a big deal.
That was a huge deal.
Oh, my God. You're talking Andy Williams, Perry Como, Montavani, Lawrence Welk, Herb Alpert, and the Tijuana Brass.
Let me ask you this. Your dad worked for RCA. At anywhere in your house, did you have an RCA Nipper dog?
No, not the dog, no.
Oh, are you kidding me? Stan loves those.
Oh, I have. Right now, I have about 12 of them.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Yeah. I would be surprised because they were promo items for RCA that back in the day.
That was RCA.
That was them. And everybody that was involved in RCA one way or the other had the Nipper dog.
Oh, yeah. I've actually got a paperweight with the first transistor in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Sweet.
Appreciate the call. Thank you. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
How to do, fellers?
How to do, Pip?
Well, my mom used to clean house on Saturdays with ABBA, Wings, and Julio Iglesias.
Yeah.
And my old man was Forever 16, man, was Elvis and the doo-wop.
Oh, yeah. That you know what? There are some people that were so into that doo-wop stuff. Hey, are you still in the pool business?
Kind of, sort of. I'm in the distribution, and now I'm not out there sweating like a pig no mo.
All right, yeah, because we put word out we're looking for a pool guy, but we don't need one now.
Hey, man, I work on
that. Okay.
You know what?
That reminded me of the old days.
I'm listening to Blood, Sweat, and Tears here. This is pretty advanced stuff to throw at a kid.
This stuff is great,
yeah,
Doug.
There's a lot going on.
My first Blood, Sweat, and Tears album, I was probably about 8 or 9, and that's when my old man picked it up at Railroad Salvage, which was the department store that got all the stuff after a place burned down. And my Blood, Sweat, and Tears album smelled like smoke.
Forever associated with smoke.
Yes. And I'm not talking about cigarette smoke. I'm talking fire smoke.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the fire department having to put out, and they were able to salvage some stuff. Thus, it was called Railroad Salvage.
This record smokes.
Yeah.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.